Now let's look closer at dissemination, monitoring, reviewing, and reporting of these incidents. So the incidents of harassment, bullying, and discrimination are tracked for district-wide analysis as well as annual statewide reporting. Building principals will also report incidents to the superintendent periodically throughout the year or on a schedule determined by the superintendent. So again, there's constant monitoring of all these incidents going on in the different school as well as the entire school districts. The board shall review the annual violent and disruptive incident report, or VADIR, as well as other relevant data for each school and for the school district as a whole, with particular attention to the trends in incidents of harassment, bullying, or discrimination. So, for example, if they notice there's more racial violence or violence against certain gender or sex, these are things that they will be looking at and then addressing them. So based on the review of the data, the board may consider further action, including but not limited to modifying the policy. So they may change the policy, they might modify it, they might add additional training, for example, as a resolution to help mitigate these issues. School districts must also ensure that they report such information to the public in a manner that complies with student privacy rights under FERPA. So again, the information has to be provided to the public so that they know also what's going on in the schools.